Page 20, measure number 24-358, Woodburn School District number 103, referred to the people by the district board. Bonds for safety, repairs, renovations, technology, and increasing capacity. Question, shall Woodburn School District repair, renovate, and improve schools by issuing $65 million in general obligation bonds? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, if approved, this measure would renovate, repair, and improve district facilities. Specifically, this measure is expected to fund security and safety features at all schools, renovations and additions to address increased enrollment and outdated facilities, including classrooms, media centers, gyms, cafeterias, furnishing and equipping, technology and curriculum upgrades for student learning, portable upgrades, demolitions and replacements including new modular annexes, repairs and upgrades including but not limited to ADA, roofing, HVAC and seismic, property purchase and renovations, furnishing and equipping to existing building for Success High School, the Welcome Center, and the district office, site improvements, capitalized interest and bond issuance costs. Bonds would mature in a period not to exceed 20 years. The overall tax rate for bonds is estimated to be less than the current cost due to an expiring bond. The estimate is approximately $2.40 per $1,000 of assessed property value. Explanatory statement. Woodburn School District serves approximately 5,400 students in 11 schools. It has been almost 20 years, 1995, since the last capital bond measure in the Woodburn School District. Meanwhile, in the last 10 years, the student population in Woodburn schools has grown by almost 30%. According to the Instructional Space Task Force report in 2011, all schools in Woodburn School District exceed their design core capacity. The $65 million bond would address security and safety features, add new capacity, provide technology and curriculum upgrades for student learning, repair and upgrade buildings, including ADA and HVAC, purchase property and renovate buildings. Due to the current bond expiring, the overall tax rate for the new bond is estimated to cost less than the current bond. The estimate is approximately $2.40 per $1,000 of assessed property value over the life of the bonds. Proceeds from the bond measure would help Woodburn School District to increase school safety and security, make safety upgrades in schools such as building entrances, classroom locks, and emergency reporting systems, upgrade security lighting, reconfigure bus drop-offs and parking, add new capacity and renovate buildings, construct and furnish two new annexes to add classrooms, media centers, gyms, cafeterias, furnishing and equipment. Remodel existing buildings to add classrooms, furnishing and equipment. Demolish portables at two sites and replace with modular annexes. Upgrade portables at multiple other locations. Purchase and renovate property to house Success High School, Welcome Center and District Office. Furnish and equip the building. Repair and upgrade buildings. Replace or upgrade HVAC systems. Upgrade buildings to meet ADA requirements. Replace floors containing asbestos and remove lead paint. Provide repairs throughout the district, such as replacing deteriorating roofs. Replace old windows and other upgrades to improve energy efficiency. Technology and curriculum upgrades. Update equipment. Improve technology in classrooms and wireless access. The bonds would also fund site improvements, costs of issuance and capitalized interest, and mature in 20 years or less from issuance. Submitted by Charles Ransom, Jr., Superintendent, Woodburn School District Number 103. No arguments were submitted in opposition to Measure 24-358. Page 21. An argument in favor of Measure 24-358. A yes vote on Measure 24-358 will repair Woodburn schools, make schools safer, and lower our school taxes. Good public schools mean strong communities. Public schools are the heart of every strong community in America. Well-maintained school buildings that are safe and have adequate classroom space are important to student achievement. They improve learning, increase property values, and boost our local economy. The bond continues funding for major repairs and renovations. Some of our buildings need new roofs to stop leaks. Others have heating systems that are 20 years old and need to be replaced. The bond will pay for major repairs and maintenance projects that will help our school buildings last longer. It will also renovate buildings to provide adequate classroom space. Renewing the bond will make our schools safer. The national trend of school shootings is disturbing and scary to many of us. In addition to repairs and renovations, the bond renewal will update security systems, school entrances, and building and classroom locks to make our schools safer. Our children and teachers deserve a safe learning environment, and our community shouldn't have to worry. Measure 24-358 will actually lower our tax rate for schools. Our last bond was approved by voters 20 years ago and is expiring at the end of the year. This bond renewal would continue funding for schools at a lower rate. Now, Woodburn homeowners pay about $2.50 per $1,000 for schools. With the new bond, we will only pay an estimated $2.40. That is $20 per month for a $100,000 home. Vote yes for Measure 24-358 on your primary election ballot and return it by May 20th to be counted. The Committee to Repair Woodburn Schools, Make Them Safe, Lower Taxes. This information furnished by George Gubbins, the Committee to Repair Woodburn Schools, Make Them Safer, Lower Taxes. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 21, another argument in favor, Woodburn's civic leaders support the school bond renewal. As elected officials and civic leaders in Woodburn, we want our young people to be workforce ready. We want cost-effective investment, and we want lower taxes. That's why we are asking you to vote yes on Measure 24-358 on May 20th. Students who are workforce ready. Schools create the 21st century workforce, and student achievement is directly linked to well-maintained, safe school facilities. Measure 24-358 will continue funding for renovations to school buildings, including improved school safety measures. Cost-effective decisions. It costs less to maintain schools than to build new ones. The bond renewal will continue funding for major repairs like leaky roofs and old heating systems that are inefficient and cost more to operate. It also will renovate existing buildings to add classroom space. Lower taxes. The last school bond was approved by voters 20 years ago and is expiring at the end of this year. Measure 24-358 will renew the bond, but at a lower estimated tax rate. School taxes today are about $2.50 per $1,000. With the bond renewal, the rate will go down to an estimated $2.40 per $1,000. That's $20 per month on a $100,000 home. Strong schools will increase property values and boost the local economy. Schools are the bellwether of a thriving community and one of the most important factors in choosing a home or location to do business. Please vote yes on Measure 24-358 on May 20th. Catherine Figley, David Vansil, James A. Cox, Ellen Bandelow, Matt Geiger, Linda Reeves, Eric Morris, Colleen Vansil, Carla Mickelson, George Gubbins, Charles Piper, Jack Reeves. This information furnished by David A. Vansil. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 22. Another argument in favor of Measure 24-358. Three good reasons for Woodburn seniors to vote yes on Measure 24-358. Measure 24-358 will fund major repairs like leaky roofs, failing heating systems, and worn-out portable classrooms. These repairs will help protect the investment we have already made in our schools. We know that well-maintained schools not only improve student learning, they increase property values and keep our community strong. Renewing the bond will make our schools safer. The national trend in school shootings is disturbing and scary to many of us. In addition to repairs and renovations, the bond renewal will update security systems, school entrances, and building and classroom locks to make our schools safer. Our children and teachers deserve a safe learning environment, and our community shouldn't have to worry. Measure 24-358 will actually lower the taxes we now pay for our schools. Our last bond was approved by voters 20 years ago, and it is expiring at the end of this year. This bond renewal would continue funding for schools at a lower rate. Woodburn homeowners pay about $2.50 per thousand for schools. With the new bond, we will only pay an estimated $2.40. That is $20 per month for a $100,000 home. Join these Woodburn seniors and voters in voting yes on Measure 24-358. Patricia Ryan Hyatt, Eldora Lowry, Christine O. Willie, Charlene Capper, Pat Burt, David DeLuca, Donna L. Rector, Cindy Cox, Billy Houts, Jody Daniels, Robert J. Coor, Linda Morrow, Colin Brown, John Rector, Gary Nashif. This information furnished by Patricia Ryan Hyatt. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here are directions to Marion County elections. 4263 Commercial Street, Southeast, number 300, Salem, Oregon, 97302. Telephone 503-588-5041. Located in Kelly Green's Office Park. State ballot drop box locator, new. Go to www.sos.state.or.us/dropbox. The State of Oregon ballot drop box map provides a listing of all official ballot drop sites across the state. Just type in your current address and a list of drop sites close to you will appear along with the hours of operations and driving directions.